Free deliverance. Jesus gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of God and our Father. Galatians 1 verse 4. And the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work, and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory for ever and ever. Amen. 2 Timothy 4:18. Every unbeliever is under law, the curse of the law, and the power of Satan. Every unbeliever is controlled by their sin nature and is at enmity with God. Every unbeliever has a choice to accept or reject God's free gift of deliverance. And all who reject salvation by grace through faith in Christ are condemned. That is a fact of life, and that is a fact of sin and death. And it's non-negotiable in time and affects our eternity. But every believer is delivered from law, from its curse, and from the power of Satan. Every believer is delivered from their sin nature and placed in eternal union with Christ. Every believer made the right choice to accept God's free gift of deliverance. For only those that trust Christ for salvation by grace through faith are saved. This is a fact of life, a fact of abundant life, the fact of eternal life. And it is a non-negotiable fact, for it is signed in the blood of Christ. God is righteous and demands an unattainable standard of righteous perfection. God is just and demands a penalty payment for all that fall short of his standard. But by his grace, God created a perfect plan to satisfy his righteous justice. Jesus Christ reached God's standard of perfection for us. The Lord Jesus Christ paid the penalty price in full for us, so that we could be made the righteousness of God in him. We are delivered from the penalty curse of the law. But what is that? It is the punishment meted out to those who do not reach God's holy standard. But all are sinners and fall short of God's glory, so all are under the penalty. None can reach his perfect standard, so all are due God's punishment. And the penalty curse of the law is death. Death is the curse of the law. But God created a plan that was entirely compatible with his holy character. He sent his perfect Son, the perfect sacrifice, to pay the penalty curse of the law. His death lifted the penalty curse of the law for all who believe on Christ Jesus. We are also delivered from the law itself. But what does that mean? The law of God sets out the perfect standard God expects, but it's impossible. We can never attain to the unattainable excellence laid out in the law of God. However hard we try to meet his righteous requirements, we fail and end in despair. For we are not sinners because we sin. We sin because we are sinners. We fall short of his perfect standard, and the wages of sin is death. But God created a plan that was entirely compatible with his holy character. He sent his perfect Son, who fulfilled the whole law on our behalf. And then he willingly gave himself as the perfect sacrifice for sin on our behalf, so that we could become the righteousness of Christ in him. We are delivered from the controlling power of our old sin nature, But what's that? The fall of Adam resulted in humanity being imputed with Adam's unrighteousness. The sin of our first father places all humanity under the control of our sin nature. We are born at enmity with God, dead in trespasses and without hope in the world. In Adam, we receive an old sin nature which has a controlling influence on our lives. We know what is good, but are unable to perform it. We know what is evil, but we are unable to avoid it. But in Christ, our sin nature died, and at the cross, we were raised into newness of life. Paul tried to deal with his own sin nature in his own strength, but cried out, "O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of death?" Then he finally understood that victory over his sin nature was found in Christ Jesus. "But thanks be to God, who has given me the victory in Christ Jesus my Lord." The old sin nature was crucified with Christ, and we became a new creation in Christ. The old sin nature lost its power, which was removed at the cross by Christ. Until we are finally glorified, our old sin nature tries to regain supremacy over us. But when we died with Christ, the power of that sin nature was forever severed. And we are also delivered from all evil power. But what does that mean? The creation was good, but it was cursed. For Adam's sin affected the natural world. We are to live in the world, but not be influenced by its evil power. For we are in Christ. All creation groans, and the weary world waits for the appearing of the sons of God. The world is anticipating the manifestation of the sons of God, the church. The earth is groaning, waiting for our adoption and the redemption of our bodies. The whole of creation waits for its final deliverance from the effect of man's fall. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, we shall all be changed to be like him. In Christ, we have been freely delivered from all that condemns and controls us. In him, we are freely delivered from law, from its curse, and from the power of Satan. In him we are delivered from the sin nature and placed in eternal union with Jesus. This is the fact of life, the fact of abundant life, the fact of eternal life. It is a non-negotiable fact, for it is signed in the blood of Christ for us. Jesus gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of God and our Father. And the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work, and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory for ever and ever. Amen.